Hey, relax.
I didn't say it on the mic. Don't worry.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording now. Skate away. Skate away.
06, camera on 60 minutes.
Man, you know, I forgot the other mics too, so I was like, damn.
I definitely told everybody that was here, you know, we got a third mic. Just pull up.
I know we have a third mic too. It's just not here right now. That's the crazy part.
I forgot who I was relying on.
Nah, that's cool. They ain't coming out. They want to go in there and mingle and stuff. So if y'all can't tell right now, we're live at Lex's house.
We outside.
Cookie cutter house. Everything looks the same.
Okay.
Except for his. You sound like a hater. They got turf too. You get turf, they get turf. We all
environmentally conscious over here.
They staying with you.
It's cheap.
The water bill over time, I think y'all that's what y'all hiding from.
But to start it off, man, that initial investment, do you know how much fake grass is per square foot?
You gonna ask me? I got a putting green in front of my house.
You do?
I do. It's like $2 per square foot.
Okay, your shit is $2. You see this grass right here?
Oh, yes, because you chose this one. I would have got
that real shit.
I would have got the green. No, mine's is real. What are you talking about?
Not for a putting green. No, your shit's fine.
It's like $2 per square. I got $2 per square foot, but that's cool.
We got that Silverado cool.
It was like $80 when it was all said and done. That's Marcus.
Probably.
He's funny.
Shit.
I think he's funnier than you. He's funnier than you.
No, he is. He's on my top five.
All right, listen, they don't give a shit about none of this. All right, we're outside of Lex's house.
Damn, I had an intro too.
Having a great time. Yeah, you're not even plugged in right now.
I am plugged in. Okay, my bad.
That's my phone. Hand me my phone, please. just to get some prerequisites out the way.
I wanted to give you a stock tip.
Hold on. Let me finish. Play the music, then give me my stock tip. Let me give you guys a little fair warning. We're not going to be here long.
Nah.
We'll probably be here 45 minutes
tops. I got tours to give.
If that. You know what I mean? 45 minutes tops. Rock with this. Lex, get the music queued up. We getting straight to the shits. I know Lex will get long-winded sometimes, so he going to forget that he got guests in the house, so I'm here to steer the ship straight.
That's why I was...
Don't worry about it. I'm
you
here.
Sure?
Oh, what's up, brother Mark? Play music. See, he can't multitask. Play music.
All right, man. Everybody in the house will be in there in a minute.
You could talk to Mark and hit the music at the same time. There we go. You went outside for this. You crazy.
None of us were.
But you weren't outside when your mom was playing it.
Mom, you know my mom wasn't playing it.
I know.
She was on that scene.
I gotta see what version this is. Is it Cube or is it an Isley Brothers?
No, you know where it's going into. It's the Isley Brothers.
Okay.
But you know what's happening.
Live your life.
I am.
Are we really sure? Can I love that last?
Don't worry, I'll get us queued up in a second. I promise you that.
Are we low?
Nah, we not low. I'm talking about queued up for the intro.
Oh, yeah, get your intro.
I'll wait till the music drops.
I know it's a little slow, Pete. It's a little slow, baby.
Nah.
Is it not giving you the energy?
If it's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I don't give a damn when you listening to this. This song will get you ready for work. It'll get you ready to decompress from work.
This is my favorite Isley Brothers joint right here.
Don't play this on the way to the gym, though. Don't do that. This is the only mentionable Isley Brother at this point.
No, I said it's my favorite song.
Oh, I thought you said it's my favorite Isley Brother. I was like, yo.
No, we
you were right. He is somebody's favorite. He's my favorite. This is Ron, right?
Break him.
Listen, I don't care. You can be at your mama's house, your auntie's house, your grandmama's house, outside at a housewarming, inside running away from the Delta variant. I don't give a damn where you at. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Thank you.
Cube,
tell them about your day real quick.
Thank you, Cube. Because we could be inside, and we doing this for them.
That's true. Let the music run.
No barking from the dog.
When's the last time you had a breakfast? No hog.
And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog.
Shit was at a quarter earlier.
Yes, sir.
Free pass.
I guess you can do it tonight. You know my fun from here.
24. I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not
this
a
is a conversation that happens in the barbershop
and
that we haven't had yet.
I gotta beat
I need the stat line.
And
she what kind of triple-double did he have?
Me? No. What kind of triple double? Yeah.
Listen, when you playing on the court outside,
and I'm troubled. Last week, fucked around and got a triple.
You only go to 11. How do you get a triple double in a game to 11?
I can't believe.
Tell me the stat line.
I can't hear you over the music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's cool. Ride out.
That's me.
Re-ask me again.
Yes, sir.
I can only read lips. You only said podcast in my mouth.
You know we're untraditional. This is the best house party we ever been to.
He real ethnic right now.
He said raising. He's definitely a Kid Cudi fan.
Kick it down.
Yeah, let's get going. Let's go. Let's get to it, man.
Let's get to
What's
it,
up,
man.
Y'all?
Listen. I want to welcome y'all, and I'm going to welcome y'all to the You Wasn't Outside podcast on the Grown Folks Podcast Network. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most, normal ass Carl. To my right, legitimately, not even on my frontish right, I got my man, at Just Lex, in the building. Hold up. Oh, I didn't even sign
up,
in, so we're not
going
to even get the rest of it, man. Say hi to everybody, man.
Right shirt,
listen,
see.
Marcus is funnier than you, man. I promise you. This
I
dude,
just told you that. He's my top five.
What's up, Marcus's man? Nice to meet
he's
you, brother.
He's my top five.
I was gonna buy
What's up, brother?
For camping.
Top five. You pod on a camping trip?
No, it's for
oh, you talking about this. Yeah, okay, yeah.
The Jackery.
What's up, man?
The Jackery's legit.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. We go in.
Yeah,
take, I'll
that
be,
look good on
If
it.
You want to wait for a tour, I'll be about an hour
He just
and
some got
change.
Some Mexican tequila right now, and it looks great in the bottle. That bottle
yeah,
is nice.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
Oh. It's an RP. Hey, I might. You could put some ashes in that joint.
Look where his mind go. Already trying to save money
tequila,
and everything,
so.
Man.
Yeah, it is sacred.
Let's get to it. Here
so
we go.
So what I was saying is, what stat line did Cube have if you got a triple-double in a game to 11?
Hold up. Oh, and no love.
And Dick Lex.
Just Lex. Okay, here
no
we go.
Noah's Carter.
Noah's Carter.
And Noah's Carter. And Dick Lex.
Just Lex. You was asking me about what
the
about a good
line.
Day?
How do you have a triple-double in a game to 11? Give me the stat line.
You don't.
You do. All right. So you got 10 points. You okay. didn't pass the ball. You got 10 rebounds.
Okay.
And you got 10 steals.
Okay. I was about to say
it's
definitely
a sloppy
not,
group on the
it's
court.
It's definitely not 10 assists. Yeah,
no,
I had a,
you can't
I had
have
a 10 joke,
assists and 10
but
points.
But in wake of what we were talking about last week, I'm not going to let that one off. It's cool, man. All right. So look. I ain't going to ask you because I'm going to tell you about me first.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a week.
How you doing, brother?
All right, there you go. I'm doing good, man. Solid, man. Got a new position at work. Been out here just trying to, you know, grind and live life to the best of my ability. I'm excited about that. Been arguing with your friends.
Yeah, we have. Man, don't act like I ain't been right there with you.
It took me down memory lane, though, because I remember asking you 2 years ago, get me out of there.
You did.
And now I can leave freely now.
You can,
you know,
but
bubbles.
At the same time. It's a good dialogue to have, and that's why I put that together, because everybody in there, if you would say, is pretty diverse to where when you put all of our dynamics together, you get a bunch of everything.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
And it's probably not going to be good for the show because we were mostly on the same page, so we can't really argue with each other.
Right.
But are you trying to bring up some of the topics?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Let me. How you been, though, man? What's new with you? Don't be long-winded because we only got 45.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I need the true white version of how you've been doing the last week since then.
Another.
You know what? Better question.
Another 50, 60
hours.
We're
at your housewarming. How was the preparation and getting all this, you know, set up and everything?
I mean, it comes from. So because I've been working overtime all week, she got the kids all day. It's literally I get off of work, we get dinner ready, and then we do some sort of small cleaning project throughout the week. And then today we woke up. We went out last night. I went outside for the first time in a minute.
Yeah, y'all asked me. I wasn't going
to
go.
And we got home. We went to bed at like 4 a.m. We was up at 8 cleaning.
Oh, so you on raw energy right
I'm
now.
I'm on raw energy, cleaning. You know, my therapy, my cleaning therapy is mopping.
Mm.
So I got a little bit of that in.
So who sweeps?
I do everything on the
floor.
Okay,
baby. So when you get to the mopping is when you have set therapy.
I'm so sick of layers. Let me tell you about, you're talking about the preparation, so this probably fits in there with that. I hate stuff. You know I hate stuff.
Like just random
stuff.
Items, like just, you know,
I hate,
spread out.
There's so many layers of shit. Like, yo, I got a floor. You're telling me I need a subfloor, I need a mat and a rug. And
oh,
a
you're saying that
it.
Type of layer. Okay.
And I can't even think about, we have so many layers of shit. Between Wayfair, Bed Bath & Beyond, IKEA. To get ready for today, like, there's no more excuses. Come August, you don't need to be out here doing all this shit no more. You found your carpet, you found your little rugs, your tapestries.
Right.
can we stop with all the stuff and the layers?
They're going to get you some way, somehow, man. All right, man. We just going to get straight to it, man.
You want the stock tip or no?
You said what?
The stock tip.
Yeah, give me the stock tip real quick.
Cocoa butter.
Okay. We'll talk about that off mic. Random shit to fill in time. Okay, we just going to fit this all in here together. Well, that's true, too. We can get to that. We talk about that one off mic, though. I am interested, but I don't think our audience...
It ain't even that big of a deal. It's not some egregious...
I have questions, but I know they don't want to hear what my said questions are.
All right.
I have questions. Is that the neighbor right there that you didn't let me out there on this shit? Not that one? No, not him?
Neighbors here are cool so far, man. I
thought you said there was one of them that was out here like just knocking on the door one day.
Oh, that's behind us.
Oh, okay, cool. I wasn't sure.
I seen him earlier. I already let him know it was going to be a little louder. Okay, bro. Yep.
Like Lex said, he does have a diverse group of friends. So let me preface this real quick. All right, random shit to fill in time.
Are we getting to the shit?
I have a general point about this, mm-hmm. Okay? And I didn't want to give this any time, but the more I thought about it, I was like, I got to. So Lex has a friend, and I would call her a friend also. She's in an all-male group chat. She holds her own, to the best of her ability. And to add to that, she brings in a conversation about the virus. And she's done this on multiple occasions. Not that she's not a believer in the virus. She's not a believer in the practices that pertain to the virus is what I've gotten. And also on top of that, she's not...
she's a big questioner of a lot of things.
Of why things happen. And sometimes... We'll talk about more. So let me keep prefacing this conversation. So she puts into the group chat, she puts in a video with Michael Rapaport, and he's concerned about, people calling him a super spreader when he's looping himself in there when he's gotten the vaccine. And, there's a new mandate now for you guys that's been paying attention and stuff like that in the world where, vaccinated people have to go back to wearing masks now. We got this Delta variant. It's real. You know what I mean? People are getting sick. The unvaccinated, they get hurt. I also seen conflicting reports saying that, a lot of people are testing positive, but not as many near deaths as we had in the beginning of the pandemic. Thank God. And so she shared these views. So, I'm not going to get super deep into the vaccine and the pandemic because I didn't care about that. We then got and ventured over to the suffering of peoples over time.
Yeah, it's a mind state. Right. It's a general mind state that you're talking about.
Right. So, but I want to get in this specifically. This young lady, she, looks very much African-American. She states that she is full-blooded Indian. She had made some comments in regards to black people being originally from North America. That's what she said.
Yeah, she was talking about her 14th century books
and whatnot. But I was able to have a deeper conversation with her, outside of the chat on the phone. And we, chopping it up for about an hour and a half.
Oh, this is new to me.
Yeah. I was saving it. Yeah. So she tells me that the slave trade, in terms of ships and stuff like that, wasn't real.
Yeah.
She said that it started in the 1800s. Second to that. When we start getting into lineage, I can only trace my family back to about 1865.
Have you done that?
We've done it prior to
like some ancestry shit, or
yeah, ancestry, and then like ancestry, like family has already started the hunt through bill of sales and stuff like that. Everything else. So she in telling me that everything that I was thinking was wrong, she says to me, "Well, your family, they were slaves." From the root work Slavics, and it has nothing to do with black people. And at the same token, my family wasn't slaves. They were Native American. Now, I'm not about to sit up here and, play the game of who had the better struggle.
But she also had an issue with the term Native American, if I remember correctly.
With me, yes, specifically. Well, she was saying that she's not Native American. She's Aborigine.
Yeah, because it was like a Mongolian hybrid, or that was the phrase she was using.
What I told her was Native American, Aborigine, whatever. These are all terms that we just use for people that were on this side of the...
Interchangeable.
It's interchangeable. You know what I mean?
Because you are Native. Even if you're the first one here, you might be Mongolian or whatever, but you are Native American if this is now America.
Yeah, you're a native of this.
Yeah, you're the first one here. That's what it means.
The root word of this, you are a native of this country. Not to get super long-winded. She tells me she can trace her lineage back to the 1500s. Now, if you know anything about anything, we talked about exterminate all brutes
and
everything.
That sounds terrifying for me.
But for me, right, the fact that she can trace it back that far and look at, family, I say, yo, But you look black.
No, yeah, I brought up exterminate all brutes, but nobody responded. I'm not sure who saw that and who didn't.
I sent it to her. That's where we got in the conversation in the first place. I sent it to her. But what I will say is this. So I said, you know, if anybody knows anything about anything, they started bringing slaves to North America around the 1500s, right? And she says, well, how? What do you mean, how?
Because she don't believe in the
slave trade. She said, oh, well, malaria and, you know, those boats, and it takes 6 months to get here through current. I said, it's not just current alone that's carrying these boats, right? The wind also helps in that. And she's like, well, how'd they navigate? And I'm sitting here thinking, like, these are, like, for somebody who has common sense, these are really great questions. Hold up. When you ask how they navigate, motherfuckers have been using the stars for a long time.
That's what I'm going to bring up, because I know her. She's a flat earther. She doesn't believe in that type of stuff.
Even on the flat earth, the stars are there.
Right, but she believes it's something. Like, she, even if we view the stars when it comes to regular science, as a flat earther, you might view the star. Like, they think the sun is, like, controlled on a light switch. They think that shit, like, the weather is controlled. They have all these different things.
Lex, I'm with you.
I know you're with me.
But even still, right?
So she can't understand how you navigate.
The Big and Little Dipper don't move.
Right, but if you don't really believe
Dipper, wait, time out. Let's make it easy, right? This is how frustrated I was,
because
you can hear the voice
of
my voice right now.
It's easy for us.
Here's what frustrates me. If I go outside and I seen the same fucking stars up in the sky every single day and it doesn't move.
Because they put it there.
For her age, about 30-something years.
Yeah.
You still can't tell me, oh, how the fuck did people navigate or whatever during the slave trade? If the stars don't move and I know going this way hits land, you should know.
I want you to finish your point, because I got a little.
That's my first thing about that, right? Yeah. So I'm asking her to explain things. So instead of explaining anything to me, right, she decides that she's going to dig in. Oh, your family was slaves, blah blah blah. You need to read your history, blah blah blah. That's cool.
You claim your.
But
last
here's the
name.
Thing: education is a spectrum, right? You can educate yourself on dumbass shit. I don't know if that makes sense, but it makes sense. Right? You can educate yourself on dumbass shit. You can educate yourself on something that's useful for only you.
Yeah.
It is a spectrum.
It's YouTube's foundation.
Exactly. So with that being said, when I'm sitting here having this conversation with this person, right, my biggest thought was, yo, you go off and you tell this shit to other black people and think that that's cool.
And you think of it as dangerous.
I think of that as dangerous.
And that goes apart
for you
from
to
my
go,
spiel.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into that when you're done. Go ahead.
You may have some strong views, but here, Kanye said it best. No matter if you in the Benz, you still a nigga in the coupe, right? So even if you may claim Native American heritage and whatever that case may be or whatever, right? You look black as a boot, right? So if the police pull your ass over, pull your kids over, or pull your siblings or your brother or whatever over, they going to get treated the same way as I would get treated if it's a fucked up officer. That's what I'm saying, right? So you can sit here and try to distance yourselves from, you know, what is applicable or what is not applicable in black culture and whatever the case it may be or whatever. But guess what? You going to have the same fucking repercussions that I'm going to have. Excuse my language, because we don't normally cuss on this podcast.
You don't normally cuss.
But I was so goddamn mad at that
you
point,
don't
bro.
Normally cuss.
I don't normally cuss on this, yeah. on this podcast.
It goes, you know, what society will see you at face value. We got friends that are mixed that can pass for white.
Exactly.
But
they have a completely different experience.
Exactly.
Than me and you.
That's my point. And so, and if
nah,
you can't
see but
this
is so much deeper than that.
I get
what
that.
No,
he's right.
No, he's right.
But the shit that she's on
is so much deeper than just that part.
And it was like, yo, I even asked her, I said, yo, if you don't believe in the slave trade, yo, let me ask you, what do you think about, you know, what happened with the Jews? Yeah, I don't think it really happened like that.
Oh, shit, I see. The Holocaust shit,
fam.
Who do you
She's an everything denier. But the thing is, I never heard her Holocaust take.
Fam, her Holocaust take was that it probably happened, but not in the numbers that they said. And I said, well, how did that happen? She said, I went to Germany, I went to the concentration camps, I read all the stuff on the signs or whatever, they reported these numbers. So I said, you're going to take the information from the people that was inflicting punishment on the people that are originally from Israel that they were trying to cleanse themselves of, right? Do you have any Jewish friends? Yeah, and I argue with them all the time. So I said, if I called you, if I said in your face...
That's like me telling you, slavery wasn't that bad.
Right. Okay.
Relax.
Wait a minute. Personalize it. That's like me telling you, looking black as you are, no way you're Native American. I'm going to tell you about your experience. I'm not going to do that to you. So that part is what lit me on fire. But I'll go ahead and let you get your shit off. I'm done now. I'll let you respond to it.
What I took from it, What I was saying from that is, and she'll never agree with it because she feels how she feels. Like, I'm the climate change guy, right? I feel like that's a very high priority for the one of our dangers of society. Number two on that list, 1B, if you will, that's creeping up, not even creeping up, is accelerating super fast to number two, almost number one, is the spread of misinformation.
Okay, amen to that. I sent her the Denzel clip.
So
you know what Denzel clip I'm regular. Say the Denzel clip and then go into what you said.
No.
I'll let you finish.
I'm gonna lose it.
All right, hold on.
I'm gonna lose it. So, and she's not gonna believe it because she believes in her numbers, right? Because she brought up the numbers to you because she's believing this source. She's always talking about a source she has. That's why I made that comment in the chat, like, oh, because she finally shared a couple books she had. Because whenever I've been arguing with
anybody
her for,
can write a book
for
too.
10 years, right? And she's always like, my research, my reading. But she never gave me any books, any examples. So she gave me some that I've heard of.
When you look at them, they're regular Amazon books.
No.
And she has a thing about standardized education too. So keep going.
No. I can agree with that. My point is the spread of misinformation, and I don't know the word. I don't want to say decredit because that sounds real ignorant. Like, I don't know English, but questioning the credibility of everything all the time sounds like something you should always question something. Make sure you have your answer and it makes sense and is logic to you, right?
Right.
Because that's how I arrive at most of the things I believe in. I take a little bit from here, a little bit from there, a little bit from everywhere, and I piece it together how it logically makes sense to me. And that's how I live my life. Now, how we're living now, what I said is I'm okay with questioning things, but everybody has an extremist attitude. You either believe all of this happened or none of it happened.
Okay.
There's nobody in the middle. And anybody knows if we all tell a story, there's your side, there's my side, and there's the truth that
exactly.
probably lies somewhere in the middle, right? So when her and Q and a couple other people that are leaning more towards that side are always questioning, oh, you believe what the government tells you? You believe in these vaccine numbers? You believe in these death numbers?
I don't.
Right. And
I don't believe you either.
Exactly. No, I don't believe it. But is it far off? Probably not. And my whole main thing was, does the government lie to us? 100%. I'm almost sure of it.
Do people lie to us?
Do they lie to us about every single thing? No. And I'm a regular dude. You a regular dude? We got a bunch of shit going on. We're trying to raise a family. We trying to do our whole own thing, right?
Right.
I need the Men in Black. If there's a bunch of wild shit going on out in the universe and you need Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones to go destroy it before we even know anything about it, I need that to happen. Because I also believe while there's some fucked up shit that the government does that we should probably know about, there's a bunch of shit that I don't want to know about. There's a bunch of shit that, you know what, it's better that the general public doesn't know about and they just get it handled and I don't need to know about it. I don't need to know every single thing that's going on. And that's probably where ignorance is bliss comes from, right? Because I can go on being happy that I know that Will Smith is out there killing all the aliens before I know about it. And I can go on and live my life and raise my family and be happy. But if I had to know every single thing that's going on in this whole big world, different religions, different countries, different governments, that would make me extremely unhappy. Because the world is not a peaceful place in general. It's not some unified area to where everything's just smooth, kumbaya. Like, there's always going to be something fucked up going on. And if you're in the know for everything, you're going to be extremely unhappy.
Exactly.
So where we can agree on with her is, yes, we do question the numbers. We question the government. We question that they don't tell us the truth. But do they lie about every single thing? No. There's some shit that you just don't need to question. Like, what does it matter? Because we're going off the anecdote. You don't believe in the vaccine. You don't believe in the virus. But we both know people that have been sick and affected by it.
It's real.
Either one degree of separation, personally, someone we know, people have either been sick or died from it. Okay, but you're taking this vaccine and maybe that's doing this and that. Okay. oh, you're believing that everybody in the hospital is unvaccinated and that's this. You know what? Logically, that makes sense to me. I'm going to choose to believe this part.
I think what bothered me the most, right, in regards to what you're saying, is that I said, listen, what would you tell my mother who is 60-something years old, you know, has pre-existing health conditions, right? I know you like to wake up and go to the gym at 4 a.m., but for somebody who was affected by corona, who was fine living her life in the U.S. in December, and by the time they started, you know, giving us COVID numbers out here, it's not enough time for you to hit the gym and start getting your life right. It's too late. So you need a fast solution so you can live.
Right.
And so my last thing is about her specifically, right, and this education, and I'll let you wrap this up because we're already 25 in, right? Is this? If you're gonna ask me where the slave ships are, at least go and Google some slave ship names. She's like, oh, where are the slave ships? Why would they keep that? They gonna put that in the Smithsonian Museum? Then she tells me, oh, well, you only listen to what the white man says. You need to go to the Library of Congress and read up on your history. I say, excuse me, I'm not one of your average Joes. The Library of Congress was founded by a white man in the 1700s. So am I a hypocrite or are you a hypocrite? Oh, I don't need to hear all that. Wait a minute. My last piece of this is that if you follow them slave ships.
We don't have the third mic. You can talk on this one if you want to. Jump in. We're in the middle of something real deep. If you want to wait.
We're about to be done in a second. Okay, bye. Alrighty. See y'all later. Bye. Take care. See ya. All right. Y'all be easy.
See? All right, we got to wrap it up before everybody else starts leaving.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is this, lasting point, right, is that with everything going on, you can go up and read up on what happened to these said questions. It's on the internet. If you choose not to believe it, then fine. If I choose not to believe whatever you're saying, then fine. You know what I mean? I don't believe what you say. I don't believe what the government says. You're not about to piss me off. Take 30 seconds on this, wrap it up. And then
But that's the dangerous part of the internet, right? Because you can Google whatever you want and you can find a side that gives you exactly what you're looking for, that supports your argument, both sides. And so as much information is at our fingertips, it's also dangerous because there's a lot of misinformation.
Right.
And we're at a time now where we cannot decipher what is what. Or some people think they can, but it's getting worse and worse. And it is dividing our people. Everybody, not just your people, but people, the human race is dividing us in general.
Right.
And that's the dangerous part. So the way she questions our numbers and questions our research or our readings or whatever we see, like, oh, you believe that? We can say the same exact thing to her because she got her shit from the internet, from a book that we can also question and say, oh, you believe that? Now, yeah, we all saw the documentary. We understand that, hey, you know what? There's a certain person who wrote the history book, and they probably left a few pages out.
Right.
And we're starting to get that information now. Now, is there other pages that we don't know that are still out there? I'm sure of it.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of pages that are in there that happened. I'm sure of it. You know, yes. What? Maybe the way it's a PR spun, maybe it shouldn't be spun that way. You know, like the slave trade was like, hey, you better get on this yacht, you better go on this cruise. Like, you know what I mean? They try to make it lighter than it is.
Yeah, man, but I'm not rolling, but go ahead.
But what I mean is, like, my main point was the danger of what's happening now.
Exactly.
The conversation we had on Friday is a conversation that's happening in a lot of group chats, that's happening in national media, world media, social media. And it's going to continue because this is the begin. If it's already this bad and this is kind of almost the beginning of it, I'm afraid of what it's going to be like in 10 years.
Amen to that. All right, man. Wait. You going to wrap?
Yeah, it's going to put a detriment in how we move forward as a society in a lot of different aspects.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
We can't grow the same way if everybody's out here like this.
I fully understand. And even with that being said, man, it's just that's why I'm voicing it here for us to have this conversation right now so that we can have it for the forefront. Yo, education is a great tool, but also at the same time, it can be manipulated. And we'll leave it at that. All right, man, let's get into something a little happy real quick, man. Let me bring the mood up real quick, man. I don't like the way life is going.
We got audience.
I gotta bring the mood back up.
Can't do this though.
Oh yeah, I'm going downstanding.
About to call you out right now.
I'm going outstanding with it. You can never get mad when Outstanding is on the beat, man. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, you look this sweet time.
Hey, you don't know nothing about this. You went outside, I'm trying to tell you.
I just played the
album. You don't even light candles. You gotta light candles to listen to this.
Hey, if you ever can love you right. That's for Patreon.
All right, we done with that. All right, next topic. We'll be moving into for shit to fill in
y'all
time.
Y'all leaving too? Y'all leaving? No, we can't. Y'all here to pause the riff. All right, go ahead. What's up?
All right, here we go. Being a reference for somebody.
Oh, hey.
I had that on there.
He's my manager.
I'll give you some context, right? My cousin hit me up maybe about a month ago. He's like,
the cousin I'm thinking of?
Yeah, the one that's down the street. He hits me up. He's like, hey, man, I need you to be a reference, right? So he sends me the reference sheet, right? And it's, you got to fill it up online and everything. And it's asking me, okay, so is such and such a good worker? You know, are they always timely? And the more I'm reading these questions along that line, in the back of my mind, I'm like, shit, no. I don't really know him like that.
Right.
No, like real talk. Like, I really don't know him like that. I don't know if he's like lazy or not. Like, I just go over there Thanksgiving, Christmas. His mom used to watch me a few times. Yeah. I don't know if he is, if he's a good team player.
I can't
tell
you if he's reliable or not.
I can't tell you that. Right? So I'm lying for him now, right? Yeah. It's my cousin. You know, I'm a lie for him. Yeah, he's great. Always on time.
That's my old manager.
You tell him to be there at 8, 7:45, he's there. I'm lying, right? Just the best. He gets the job. It was great. So one of my mans, he hits us up in the group chat. He's like, hey, one of our friends hit us up. Now, I know his habits. Anytime I come pick you up, you ain't never outside. You know what I mean? I'll call you when I get off the freeway. Hey, man, I'm outside. And I get in front of your house, you still ain't ready, right? And you knew I left. So I'm sitting here thinking like, all right, the scenario was this. For 2 weeks, he worked with another friend in regards to real estate, you know, doing cold calls and stuff. So he calls him, you know, a few months later, didn't do anything after that, you know, didn't take it any further or whatnot. And he says, hey, can you write me down? Can you write a reference letter for me and say I've worked in real estate? And I'm like, bro, you've only worked in real estate for like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
I'm beefing up that resume, though.
So my question to you is, have you ever felt obligated doing a reference letter for somebody that, you know, you didn't feel too comfortable about?
No, yeah, I definitely had to put on the lie. Like, I got to lie all the way.
Okay.
I've never done a letter. I've done the phone calls.
Yeah.
But my experience is, I've had people, if you ever gave the wrong person the reference, right?
Yeah.
You're like, yo, I'm going to put you as my reference, right? And they're not realizing the call's coming. Mm. And you don't know how, they're not professional, right? So my job is calling him. He answers the phone like this. What up? I ain't got the job.
You're white, though. You be all right. You get a second chance,
I didn't send a headshot with my resume.
Don't come in there dressed like you did in 05, but you be all right. Like, other than that, you be all right.
They don't know I'm white. I didn't send a headshot with my resume. I said, yo, nah, I feel you.
Trying to see the last thing, you're going to be all right.
But if I'm on the interview, no. Because if I send a reference, let's call his old manager. Yo, what up? I got that. What you need? What? God damn it.
Now you ain't got the job.
I don't got the job. I still don't got the job.
Now, in regard, like, and even deeper in references, I guess, it's like you got to make sure you change them up, right? For most times, like my resume, I had to look at my references maybe about a year ago. I was like, damn, it's been like 9 years since I've updated this. And some of these people, like, I wouldn't want them to speak for me right now. You're not going to speak for me now. But back in the day, yes. But I just felt like, you know, because people are friends, you know, with individuals, man, like they feel obligated to doing references and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would feel obligated to do it. Like, yeah, I want to see my people doing better. I want to see if this is a promotion, if this is a better position for you. Yeah, I'm gonna try to help you out, because also, I mean, the way most of these jobs are set up, they all bullshit anyway.
Yeah,
if you can do the job, it don't matter if you speak with a certain dialect. If you know you don't dress as professional, if you can do the job, you can do the job.
I always thought references was dumb though, right? Because it's like, yo,
you can put whoever you want.
You don't know me, and you don't know the person on the other end of the phone. You don't know how much of the extent that they will lie for me to get said
job. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because they're just going through the motions.
Exactly.
It's all bullshit.
I thought references was just nonsense. At the end of the day, it's like, bro, you don't know me. And whoever you calling is about to lie, you know. Just like I lied for my cousin. Yo, look, he's lazy. I'll tell you the truth. Bro is lazy sometimes. You know, and he'll admit it. Hey, I'm not in the mood today. Hey, man, I'm lazy. I ain't getting up till 11. You know what I mean? So this job wants you to be there at 7. But even still, I'm going to lie for that person. But we'll move on, man. We'll go ahead and get to this read them and weep. I'll take the little unnecessary claps out of nowhere. All right, this is a crazy story.
Oh, she got the to-go.
Oh, yeah, shortly.
All right.
We ain't going to be here too. We got about 10 minutes. All right. In 2009, a Chicago man bought a car for $600 under his ex's name and illegally parked it in an airport.
Fire.
The car was the car built up over $100,000 in parking fines. According to ABC News, According to ABC News, Jennifer Fitzgerald owed the city of Chicago $105,000 after a 1999 Chevy Monte Carlo, a used car that was bought for $600 and registered in her name, was parked at O'Hare Airport for 3 years starting in November of 2009. It was parked there by Fitzgerald's ex, Brandon Prevost. The city agreed to drop $100,000 in ticket fines against Fitzgerald, leaving her family the final bill. So I'm not going to read the full thing in total.
We don't need to.
My man's hit the ultimate level of petty and decided that he was going to go ahead and purchase a vehicle, drop it off at an airport, and, you know, put it in his wife's name. So I can only imagine. Like, look, we're not going to play the game of, you know, was he right or wrong for that.
Nah, I don't
care
about that part.
What will take you to that limit, right, off the top
That's
of your head?
That's not even where my mind's at right now.
But answer that real quick. What would take you there? What do you think? Would it be cheating?
I don't know if I'm petty enough for that. This is a good question for her.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
I don't think it would take much.
Buying a new car. Her damn self, on her own. Making a large purchase.
Yeah, 600. Chicago 600 might be different, though.
For me, before you ask your question, for me, I can't imagine what would get me to that level of petty and, like, frustration at all. There's no way in the back of my mind.
It might not be in the male DNA.
Yeah. This dude, he's got another level of hurt. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, I got one.
Oh, it was him. It was him. It is in the male DNA.
I know what would take me to that level of pettiness. Yeah. Tell me my daughter's not my daughter. Tell me my child is not my child, I'll probably hit that level of pettiness.
Yeah, that's a hurt right there.
Yeah, that's a different hurt.
So my mind's working different. I'm not even thinking about any those elements of the story.
Okay.
How you get up to six figures in fines before they didn't tow the shit before that? You see all the 13, you see 100 tickets on here already. You about to put another one on there before you tow the shit? You didn't get to like 460 before you're like, nah, we just got to tow the shit.
But you know what though? That's federal because airports.
I don't care what it
is. No, I just never seen a federal ticket.
Okay.
That's my point. I don't know how much, like if they put a ticket there every month, every two weeks, whatever the case may be.
$100,000 sounds like your whole front window, back window, your tires is full.
And county or city, and city slips. I don't know what the federal fines are. But here's the kicker. I didn't read the rest of the story. They knocked it down to only owing $5,000, and he had to pay $2,000. She paid the other $3,000.
I'm not paying $5,000 for a $600 car.
He still wins. I know. I knew.
I knew that
was the first place you was going to with that. Hey, nah. Ain't no way I'm doing that.
Hey, you want to know what I did parking ticket-wise?
Let's hear it.
Kind of transition? Maybe we spoke about this. Yeah, we spoke about this. Never mind. Saving money in college. The parking permit?
Oh, yeah. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
They only going to catch me once a semester. That's only $35 versus $185 for the sticker.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's get into this.
Oh, we already did that.
Shit you wasn't outside for. Here we go. Here we go. Shit, he said, I liked it. Matter of fact, you can go ahead and sit down.
He's probably on episode 13.
He listens enough to know what we talking about. All right, you remember falling asleep on the phone with your crush?
I don't, because I had insomnia, so I was always awake.
Oh, so you
never fell asleep.
So you just listened to them sleep?
Nah, relax. I never had that type of patience.
So you've never like been on the phone with someone?
No, yeah, they
fell
asleep, and I hung up. I ain't dealing with all that. Calling the next one.
Wait a minute. So what line did you get off? Did you just say, "Hey, I hung up," or did you say, "Oh, I was with you the whole"?
You fell asleep.
Woman, you fell asleep. Yeah, okay, let me time mark that. 3902. All right.
Hey, oh. No, yeah. Hey, because that's probably happened. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
You fell asleep on me. I hung up. You get mad at me because I hung up. You know that's a real thing.
Yeah, that is a real thing.
Because that's why you asked me the question.
But that's so crazy because like that was the world before text messaging. Right,
but if you sleep, you're not gonna answer the text.
No. But I'm saying, but that was a world before. Because even back then, you would only get
maybe
you got a call, 100 cent
receipt. No, but you got a call. And then
no, I'm saying
no,
that
no.
This
you
generation,
calling like oh, you know the wait, dad listen, gonna listen answer.
I'm saying this is generation is different from us.
Yeah,
and that they are able to leave voice messages and stuff like that with somebody over the phone.
You're
if
a big
you hang
audio
up,
message
whatever,
guy.
I mean, yes,
the biggest.
And you're a guy that doesn't elaborate over text messages, so I have to call you for me to get the full stint of what you're saying. I got to hear tone,
yeah.
Everything.
No, yeah, tone's a big thing.
But falling asleep on the phone, it was crazy too because I even think about like there were times where my mom would come in the room looking for the house phone. Or wondering yeah. why the phone battery was dead.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, them phones back then only lasted 4 or 5 hours. You know, so with that being said, I thought about that. I don't even know what brought me to that. Half of the stuff I just write down and whatnot and not even know, like, how I even got there by the time we started recording. But, yeah, man, I definitely remember.
All right, you fell asleep on a party line?
No. I do remember the party line, though. That was a different breed. Did you put this on here, the club steering wheel?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, put that on there.
Because he wasn't
or
outside
tell me,
for
or tell me what it was. Explain it. I don't know what the hell that was.
You don't remember the club?
I do remember the club. I don't know anything about a steering wheel, though, so help me
no,
out.
No, okay, not the club like I'm about to go shake my tail feather.
Okay, explain what you're talking about
talking
for our
about,
listeners.
All right, so we come from a neighborhood where shit gets broken into.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That's all right.
Hey, are you hearing?
Yeah, they're getting live in there.
Shit.
You don't want to miss. We only got 5 minutes left, so don't worry about it.
All right, so the club was you park somewhere, and it's like a horseshoe-looking thing. It's a stick, and it's two horseshoes.
Okay.
And you lock it up to your steering wheel. So if someone does break into your car, they can't.
Oh, you're talking
the
about
club,
the, yeah, the
it's
club.
It's called
okay,
the club.
Yeah.
He wasn't outside for the club.
I wasn't. What are you talking about? My grandmother had the club.
Yo, grandma,
it,
not
it,
you.
It came with a key. Yo, no.
It
yeah.
does come with a key.
There's no reason.
I was swung at
by the club. Yeah. Hey, it's a great weapon. A great weapon.
It is.
It's like a tire iron
and
in a game fight.
I know exactly what you're talking about now. It goes through the steering wheel. It locks. You put the key in there. You can't turn the car off.
Yeah.
Why'd you think of that? That's crazy that you brought that up. I have not talked about that in over 20-something years,
That's why
bro.
We do the show, though.
I know, but
because you remember shit like that. Like, that's a perfect thing.
That was probably the best one we've ever had.
I don't know about that.
Well, for me, because it brought me down memory. Like, my grandmother had a gold Saturn. And
of course
the shit, and the shit was underneath the seat.
It was gold.
And she would pull it out
like,
every time we
went
somewhere.
It was gold, but she said, nah, that's champagne.
Nah, she didn't even care about none of that. I just remember it was a gold Saturn, and she used to have the club underneath the seat.
Yeah.
So whenever we got the Sears, you see where it took us. Whenever
Sears,
we got
baby.
The Sears, she would put the club in,
AKA
lock
Big
it,
K.
and then go. And I was like, and I sat there, and I thought, this was ingenious. Yo, that's probably better than alarm systems.
The club?
Because you're not getting far with that on there.
As someone who's broken into a car before, and who
are
may
you
or may...
the statute of limitations?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, all right.
And may or may not was at one time able to hotwire some shit.
Mm.
Hey, you can hotwire a car all you want. If the steering wheel ain't moving, you only going straight. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, that's crazy. All right, look, I didn't have, like, any news or anything like that. I went through the news app. I couldn't find nothing, bro. It's been a dead week. Everything's about the Olympics, the coronavirus, you know, everything else, man. So,
hey, the world done caught up, bro. The world done caught up. And as a true blue-blooded America for 2 weeks, I'm upset.
Three cheers, man. What I got in three cheers, I want to give it three cheers for Lex. For making this pod possible, you know, and we're able to do it at his house. Shout
Simone
out to you
Biles
in the house for
out.
Me. We got friends and everything here, family, so we're not going to be here, you know, long-winded or whatever. We're cutting you guys' time short by 30 minutes, but it is what it is, especially
yeah, man,
after
we
last week.
Here.
We didn't think that we was going to have any type of podcast at all. So hopefully we jogged your memory with something. Lex, you got anything
we
for
us? We kept it light. Three cheers. Shout out to the missus. It's her birthday tomorrow. The big 33.
Happy birthday, Ash. Julius,
you know.
Irvin. Is he number 33?
Damn, he wasn't outside.
Six.
that's a long way away from 33.
Yeah, I know, but hey, look. Out of all the numbers it could have been, bro.
Nah,
less than 1% chance. And I ended up getting it. Y'all know right. You like the numbers.
Okay.
Lead us out, man.
Nah,
lead
man,
us out.
I,
lead us out.
Yeah, let me. I'll play it for her. But,
love yours. Love yours.
no such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing. Heart beating fast, let a nigga know that he alive. Fake niggas mad, snakes, snakes in the grass. Let a nigga know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle, nigga. Goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle, nigga. Let me explain. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress.